Marco Sarigliano, fantastic name, and maybe even a better running back. Somebody who might back me on that statement is head coach of the Columbia Raiders. You know him well as Coach Jason Ward. Coach, thank you very much, as always, for joining us here this evening. I know you were somebody a little crushed that we weren't able to do this in person this year. So, hey, next year, I promise we're going to get this thing back out there. But for tonight, how you doing, Coach?
Gentlemen, I'm sitting in my tiny little coach's office here at Columbia, just wishing I had some chicken wings. I'm wondering, you know, when WELL is going to maybe, you know, send some wings over this way or something. I don't know.
Listen, my wife was offering up my back porch, Jason. They have all the guys on my back porch. I don't know if I have enough. There's enough chicken in the county to get you guys fed, so.
Well, Coach Ward, it is always an honor to be joined by you. And what a season last year for you guys! 11-2 overall, 6-1 in conference play. I know something that you are very vocal about at the start of every year is that it is a new year. Last year kind of becomes irrelevant once a new season gets rolling. But you got some big names back from last season, and maybe let's start with the guy you heard in the highlight, Marco Sarigliano, your tailback. Seems like week after week, I was just looking at the box score for this guy, going, "Wow!" So. What kind of summer did he have, and you know, is he hoping to take another big step as an athlete this year? What are expectations for him?
Great summer, great off season for him. I think that, you know, playing 13 games and he made it through 13 games as a sophomore as our starter, and I think you know, it was probably a little eye opening just the pounding that you can take back there. So he really hit it hard in the off season. He put on 10 great pounds. He's up to 180 now, and he looks great. So, you know, really, really excited more about the fact that he's taken on a little bit more of a vocal type of leadership role on our football team. And he's, you know, certainly leads by example, but he's really turning into a nice leader for us as well.
Up front with your offensive line, obviously they were a big part of that success last year. I believe your nickname for them was the Foundation. So what's that unit looking like this year?
Well, we've got Anthony Fatica. You know, we slide him over from right to left tackle, 6'6", 300-pounder. You know, we've been blessed over the years to have some big guys up front, and he is certainly that. And he started, you know, like I said, started 13 games, had a great year, and we expect even bigger and better things from him. And just have two really quick guards. C.J. Dupasi returns at left guard for us. Michael Chapman at right guard. Mike started 10 games for us at center his sophomore year. Didn't play much offense last year, but he'll play right guard for us this year, and his brother's going to play some center for us. And we like the way the line's shaping up.
Jason, you know, Division V football, small school football, you guys, when I watch your teams, it just seems like you have – Division V schools don't have a lot of depth, and it's about you just gave a perfect example about moving guys around from position to position. You find a way to fill gaps over there at Columbia, and one of the things that I really, that you know what a sports junkie I am, so I spend the spring looking at everybody's relay teams, track relay teams, and yeah, you got Sarigliano, but I think you had a relay team that got to the state that I think three of those kids are football players for you, so you get a lot of mileage out of your kids over at Columbia. And just talk to me a little bit about how everything seems to be on a roll over at Columbia right now. The football, you guys have been rock solid, but the basketball's been solid, baseball's been tough, track. Just things are really on an upswing over at Columbia.
You know, one of the things that I tell our guys is if you can help, help. You know, I mean, that right? I mean, you got to serve. You got to live to serve in this world, and we've got a lot of guys that I think buy into that. You only get one shot at a high school athletic career, and it doesn't just have to be a high school football career, a high school baseball career. If it's fun, go do it. You know, if you can help, help. And you know, I know we have guys on our football team where that football's not their number one sport, and that's fine. They're here to help, and we appreciate that.
Great stuff. Talk to us about the two playoff wins last year. You guys got in. You had a real good LC8 season. Probably fell a game short of where you wanted to be, but then got in the playoffs and had a nice little run there in the playoffs.
Yeah, a little odd, you know, that we played two conference teams in the playoffs, but, you know, everybody that's in there deserves to be there, and, you know, we definitely had success. We were able to play two home games, which was awesome, and then, you know, went down and played a really good Springfield team that played in the state finals the year before that, and you know, they got us. But it was a fun run, fun for the community, fun for us. And I remember being in the locker room and going out. I don't even remember the name of the town we played in that third week of the playoffs, but I remember coming out of the locker room there and seeing Greg Bancic, our superintendent, just being like, thanks, man. You know, it's just so much fun to be around these kids and do what we do. And, you know, there was just that little moment of just reflection and appreciation for getting that far and you know, being a part of that excitement.
Coming off your first scrimmage last Saturday, what are some positives that came out of that for you, Jason?
Pass rush. Really, really loved the way we got after the quarterback. Got this guy, Gavin Tollett, here that's going to be a first-year starter for us. He was a demon coming off the edge and working some stunts up inside. So, loved the way we got after the quarterback. Thought we did some nice things in the run game offensively. So, you know how those first scrimmages are, Tom. There's more warts than you care to see. But we're working on it.
How's Carter going into his own there at quarterback? I know, I believe you said he had started 10 games already. I know Andrew had a couple of injuries throughout the course of his career, and a heck of a career he did have, by the way, all of your seniors, for that matter, last year. Just a heck of a group, no doubt. But with Carter this year under center, you know, how's he coming into his own? How was the summer for him, and where do you see him going this year?
Carter's a competitor. You know, he's got a fire in him, you know, a good drive. He's just one of those guys that's willing to do whatever it takes to win a football game. He, I think, right now loves being the guy. You know, just going out there you know, I was curious, you know, how he would be without, you know, having that guy in front of him that he was trying to catch, and now he's the guy, and he really hasn't changed. You know, and we like our depth at that position too. We've got Ethan Meyer behind him. That has done a heck of a job that we were really confident in as well. But Carter's doing a great job competing his tail off and you know, helping to lead our offense right now.
Coach, you guys had a real balanced approach, I think, last year offensively. You obviously ran the ball a ton. Marco got his fair share of touches, but there was also a number of weeks where it seemed like it was the Andrew Champagne and Owen Mangy show. So with some different personnel this year, do you see that kind of change in the way you orchestrate an offense, or how do you see that playing out this year?
I thought we were more balanced. Then you do you run the report at the end of the season. I think we were still 70-30 run.
Wow.
But, you know, Andrew... The nice thing is we've got some plug-and-play guys. Vince Berardi, you know, I believe he's going to have a heck of a season at wide receiver. And we've got Jacob Sanders that's coming in that, you know, is somebody that we're really excited about, just a dynamic, you know, slot receiver that is very, very athletic. So, you know, we're excited. We feel like we can plug and play and do some of those same things. So, yeah, I mean, if we can somehow creep into the 40% range in the passing game, that'd be great. I'd love to get closer to 50-50, but, you know, it's kind of in our nature to pound the football, so we'll see.
As long as you got Chip up there screaming in the press box, it's going to stay closer to 70-30. You know that much right now, Jason.
I know. He's always banging on that press box glass, wanting to run the football. You know what he wants to do, Tom. He wants to get in double tight, eye formation, and
here we come.
Run ISO and power every
here
play.
Here we
but,
come.
Yeah.
Jason, I want to talk a little bit about your staff because, you know, small school football, you've got a tremendous staff that you've kept together a number of years. Now, I tease about Chip, and Chip's a great friend, but you got Mike Rice over there. You might have one of the most experienced special team coaches on the planet, and yet you've infused some former players as assistant coaches, too. Talk to me about that continuity and what a difference it makes that when you get in the room and you've got that group of guys that have been together as long as you guys have.
Yeah, we had Carson Heidecker came back. He's playing out at Notre Dame College, and he came up and talked to the guys and you know, just told them how lucky they were to, you know, he's looking around and he's seeing the same coaches here that were here when he played. We've had a lot of consistency here. And I'll be honest, you know, one of the reasons that we all keep doing is that we have a lot of fun together. We have a lot of fun with each other. And Mike's sitting right next to me right now. And Dan Durante just left a little bit ago, and Chip and, you know, Danny Snakovsky is one of those guys you're talking about that played for us, and he's a paid coach on staff now and loving every second of it. And Jay Banez has been phenomenal for us. He's kind of moving into he's going to do the strength training for our entire school now. So just really rewarding to see these guys come back and know that they had a good experience and want to, you know, even leave even more of a legacy than they already have.
Well, great stuff. Well, Coach Ward, thank you very much for joining us here this evening. We always appreciate the time. Our apologies for a lack of chicken wings over there in the Columbia coaching room, but I think
you
next...
guys are on the hook, man. You are on the hook.
Listen,
I'm telling you.
When I see you in January, I'll bring some wings out, Jason, for that for the Invitational.
Let's go be 7:30 in the morning, Tom. I don't want you to bring the donuts. How about that?
Okay.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
appreciate
Jason.
You, Coach. Thank you very much. There he goes, head coach of the Columbia Raiders, Jason Ward.